Number 12, Marcellus Odom. He's a 5'9 senior guard, Odom. Number 5, Will Cantrell, a 6-foot senior guard, Cantrell, number 5. And that is a look at your starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Riverdale controls the tip inside. Burnett, great pass from Will Cantrell, and Burnett gets the 2. Great start to the game for the Riverdale Warriors. Bounce pass, Sales. Top of the key. In the corner now, McMiller. Stutter steps. Blackman moving from right to left as we see it. They're clad in the Navy uniforms with orange and white trim. There's going to be a foul on the drive by Riverdale's Will Cantrell. First foul for him. It will be out of bounds.
That was Thompson with the basketball driving right there. His long arms and his stature makes it hard to guard.
McMiller shot short from the foul line. Rebound Burnett down the near baseline or sideline rather. Stolen away by McMiller. Then he threw it away. And then there's going to be a foul from behind on Blackman. And the foul is on Thompson. So two quick fouls here, one for either team. Burnett calls the play after the pass tossed in. Go right side, make that left side to Gray. Now the 3 by Desmond Paul. It was a long 2, no good. Rebound Gray for the Riverdale Warriors. Odom to Burnett. Burnett flips it back out to Odom. Now Burnett pops out to catch it again. Working between the rings, moving left to right as we see it on the concession stand in from our vantage point in the upstairs gym. Shot up, no good by Gray, rolling around. He pulls down this rebound, flips it back out. Odom down low, threw it away. Paul was cutting through, just not where he needed to be to make that catch.
It's not enough spin on the ball either. He kind of just threw it straight, maybe a little bit spin to the right or something, falling in the hands of Desmond Paul, but unfortunately it didn't.
McMiller gives it to Thompson, and Thompson walks it down the floor. In the corner, McMiller. Backs in, backs out. Sales pops through. Now back out front to McMiller. Good. Wendell Cousin with the basket. Now on the other end, it's Gray. Missed the shot. Offside rebound, and there's a whistle and foul. Foul on Desmond Paul. First one on the Warriors, or first one on him, second one for the Warriors.
So far, Riverdale's defense has been pretty tough. They're guarding Blackman's best player, Darius Thomas. Thomas, very, very, very tough. Got Will Cantrell on him.
Thompson passes over to Sales. Now driving in there, Cousin. Are they going to call a walk or a foul? It's going to be a foul. And I think out of bounds. And that's going to be on Marcellus Odom. Second foul on Paul, and it was wrong on all accounts because Cousin is at the foul line. First one is up and good. Breaks the 2-2 tie. Coming into the game for Riverdale, Brad Woodson, 6-foot freshman guard. He's in for Paul. Second toss for Cousin. Yes, count it. So it's Quindell Cousin 4, Riverdale 2. 5:24 left here in the first. Walking it down the floor is Burnett. Bounce pass to Woodson. In the corner finds Gray. Gray turns, spins, cut off there. Baseline. Burnett not going to stop. Glides in. tried to post himself up there. Missed the shot, however. Rebound, McMiller. McMiller to Sales in the corner. Thompson for the long tray. Oh, yes.
And if you leave Thompson that wide open, he's going to hit that shot about every single time. He's a very, very smooth shooter for the Blackman Blaze.
13 points a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. That's right, I said 6 assists and 2.5 steals. That's his average through this game. Or up and two this game. 7-2. Now Riverdale's Woodson tries the 3-point basket. It's no good. Rebound, Blackman. Thompson, right wing. Now Sales after another pass. McMiller, Sales. Now he just fires up the three, and it's in and out. Great box out there by Will Cantrell. Riverdale will work it down the floor with Burnett. Burnett to Gray. Gray penetrates, glides in there baseline, off the glass. Tomas Gray. 7-4 in favor of Blackman. Riverdale answers after a 2-2 tie. It was 7-2 and now 7-4. Thompson, no look. Oh my goodness, off the glass. Wendell Cousin. Whoa.
That pass was a thing of beauty right there. He literally, I don't think he had his eyes on Cousins at all. Great pass from Darius Thompson.
That's special right there. 5-point Blackman lead, early going here. Woodson to Burnett. Burnett travels. Hung on the rim, I think finally rolled through, but the official had already said he traveled. Not going to matter.
I don't think he agreed with it, but I think he took one extra step right there, driving to the basket, so it was a travel for Danya. He is such a special player, Brian.
It's Thompson to walk it up the floor. Not in any hurry right now. Jake Freeze has checked into the game, as did Josh Mayer. It's Mayer with it now. McMiller just rotating around. Now the screen set. Thompson, no look. Gets it down low. Oh, the shot missed by Smotherman. Rebound, got his own, missed that. Turn, spins, gets a little more room, missed this. And finally, Riverdale comes away with a rebound. You better be ready for those no-look passes, too. I think Smotherman may have been caught just a half second off guard. Gray, left wing. Now right wing, it's Marcellus Odom. Takes it to the far side. Woodson out. Left wing. Now Burnett for three. They need it and too short. Rebound. Foul on the board. Going to be called on Josh Mayer, I think. Yep.
As on number 21, Josh Mayer.
Foul on Mayer. Brad Woodson standing out of bounds to toss it in. KJ Dowdy in for the Blackman Blaze. Odom for three, left side. They're going to say it's a two. Just on the line, Marcellus Odom with the 2-point basket. Cuts the Blackman lead to three. In the corner, Thompson has it, near side. Turns, spins at the left elbow, glides all the way in, missed the shot. It rolled all the way around the rim and fell off right into the hands of Burnett. Brings it down the floor. Burnett to Gray. Gray to Odom. All this happening between the rings. Now left side. Burnett just pulls up, fires up the long two, and then he's going to crash the boards and foul. He didn't get set on the shot, and then in frustration went into foul.
That was on number 32, Tony Burnett. That's his first.
First foul on Burnett.
Stephen
Wilson is in.
He's quite the shooter. We saw him make a couple up the other night. We got to watch Riverdale.
Put on a 3-point clinic. 6 foot. That's being kind. Senior. Dowdy drives in there, has it stripped away. Woodson with the basketball. 58 seconds, the last few seconds here of the first quarter of play. Saw Blackman get up by 7-2 score, and Riverdale has battled back a couple of times. Odom, shot will not go. That would have brought him within one, and then a foul on the rebound. Called on Cantrell, I believe. Check it out, but I believe that's going to be the case.
I believe that's right. I believe they've got...
That was on Jake Freeze.
Yeah. Nope. No, Freeze. It's on the other side. Foul on Blackman. So Riverdale going to have some good things happen here. Kind of a bang-bang play. Could have gone either way. Odom has it blocked. Terrence Smotherman blocked the shot. Three-point lead. Thompson back to Sales. Sales gives it up to Jake Freeze. Works between the rings. Now a far side to Sales. Nothing to do there but hold the basketball, according to Coach Barry Wertman. Second year as the head coach at Blackman High School. Third in school history. You remember the first? It was Kevin Woodson. 5 seconds, driving the lane. It's Thompson, got the roll. How pretty was that? Darius Thompson with five. And that's going to be the end of the first on State Farm Prep Basketball. 11-8, your score. Blackman leads back after this.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource. And we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Greg's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods. And coming up in the Prentice Awesome Hitting and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, Midas of Murfreesboro Shift of the Game, Stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard, and more.
All right, 11-6 your score. Blackman leads, and we're ready for the second quarter of action. In the third, 34-28, Moore County leads MTCS. That went about midway through the third quarter of action. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Working with it out front is Quindell Cousin. Cousin gives it off near side to McMiller. Now far side, Thompson has it. Thompson drives, spins, now stops. Foul line jumper, no good. And now they're going to call a foul on Thompson on the rebound. That's his second foul. And it looks like Freeze is going to come in and Thompson going to go out.
Not good for Blackman. You really want to limit how many fouls Thompson gets because he is your go-to player, obviously, for the Blaze.
Marcellus Odom. Near side, Wilson for three, top of the key, crawls over the rim, rebound tipped around. Burnett throws it out of bounds. Barry Wertman is not a happy camper. And the inbounds toss is made. Odom. Sometimes you get caught up in watching the coaches. It's kind of a fun thing. Pass goes inside, stolen away. Now Freeze is going to be fouled by Woodson. That's all Woodson could do to keep him from laying it up. Turnover. Costly there for the Riverdale Warriors.
That is number 42, Brent Woodson. That's his first. At the line is number.
At the foul line, Jake number three, junior Jake Freeze. First one is up and bangs a couple of times, falls through. First points for Jake. He'll have another. This one's good. Just that quickly. Blackman leads by 7. I think that matches the largest lead of the game. Or it is the largest lead. The last was 5 or 6. No, 5. Odom. Near wing. To Burnett. He passes out to Desmond Paul. Gets it back. And then scores.
Excellent job by Burnett. He's a very special player. He's a point guard who can play about any position on the floor. He's averaging about 18 points a game, right around there so far.
If he had a little more size to him, he'd be a great post player because he's got some moves. Gets the basket down there. Blackman having a little trouble controlling the basketball. Bobbled it a couple of times. They get it to Smotherman. Missed the shot. Quindell Cousins flies in there for the rebound. And now Cousins going to get flagged for the foul. Quindell Cousins. 13-8.
Quindell Cousins, that's his first.
Blackman leading Riverdale here with 6:05 left before half. Riverdale girls defeated Blackman 72-40. Oakland girls a winner over Smyrna 50-31. Siegel girls defeated Laverne tonight as well. MTCS falls to Moore County on the road on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Smyrna boys leading Oakland 13-9 at the end of the first. That was the latest score we had for you. Riverdale basketball. Gray stopped his dribble. Got to give it up to Wilson. Wilson penetrates. Man, he's quick. Back out to Desmond Paul. Paul drives, glides, reverse lay-in. Yes, sir. Use the backboard that time. Desmond Paul, first basket of the night.
Had his PF Flyers on there, too. He was up in the air when he went up on that one.
13-10. Riverdale on a mini run here. Does Blackman have an answer? They lead by 3. Sales has it, left wing, looking inside. McMiller pops back out to help between the circles. Takes a couple of dribbles, turns, spins, now Freeze for 3. Right wing, too hard. Rebound, Sales has it, runs down the ball, gets free, glides in, high off the glass, missed it. Tipped up again, and Burnett comes out of there with it. Roaring down the sideline to Wilson, 4-3 to tie it, in and out. Rebound, Sales has it. Sales the pass back to McMiller, who brings it down the floor. McMiller, between the legs dribble, comes here near side now to Freeze. Now back to McMiller, looking inside, over to Freeze. He looks over the 3, doesn't take it. Little head fake to Sales, steps in, steps out, now gives it back up to McMiller. Floating jumper, right side, 8-footer, yes. Alec McMiller.
Great shot by McMiller. He showed real good body control as he drove inside and just pulled up really quick for the jump shot. Good job by McMiller.
Lead back at 5. It's been as much as 7 tonight for the Blaze. Gray, Freeze doing battle in front court. Now driving is Gray in the paint. Roller is good. Tomas Gray. He's got 4. McMiller backs in at the foul line. Now goes out far side. Ball rolling loose. Jump ball. It's going to be Riverdale ball. Possession error shows it's Riverdale basketball. So a chance here to tie with a 3-point basket. Josh Mayer is back in.
Last 3 or 4 times down the floor, Riverdale's been able to find the open lanes and get to the basket. Let's see if they can do it this time down.
For Blackman, K.J. Dowdy. Ball to Burnett. Burnett turns, spins. Left elbow. It's good. Burnett with 6, and Riverdale is within 1. As close as they've been since early in the first. The Never Say Die Warriors not giving up here. Mayer to Fries, now back to McMiller. Thompson on the bench with some foul trouble. Got two fouls. I want to make sure they've got him. Bounce pass goes inside. Mayer back out to Fries for three. No good. Rebound, Riverdale. Burnett to Paul. Chance to take the lead here. Tomas Gray in the paint. Lost the ball. Rolling around. Fries has it. He gives it up to McMiller. Long pass down. It's Dowdy. Gives it up down low. Mayer has the shot blocked. Burnett turns, spins in the lane, left side. A charge is the call. He didn't get the foul.
It's a little out of control right there. I can see why the official called that foul. Although it did look like... Well, no. I'll take that back.
You got to be set. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to see from our vantage point. If he's set and goes in there like that, then yes, it's a charge. I can't say whether he was set or not. However, Burnett was full steam ahead and almost, I think, kind of tripped up as well. Blackman trying to pad this one-point lead with 2:02 left here in the first half. Dowdy, Sales, playing out front with it. Seen this play before. Now outside for three. It's up and no good by Dowdy. Burnett gives it up to Marcellus Odom. Odom to Wilson. Lob high to Burnett. Now pulls up for two. It's no good. Good box out there by Mayer for the rebound. Outlet pass to McMiller. Now he stops. Kicks it back out. Sales looks over the three. Nothing there. McMiller now working here near side. Round the horn. Now Sales for three. Yes, sir. Going to say it's a two. I thought for sure, but Damian Sales gets on the board. Two-point basket. Toe on the line. 17-14. Three-point. Blackman lead. 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Wilson way out there left wing. Gives it up to Gray. Gray loses it momentarily. Regains control. Works off a pick. He's picked up over there by Mayer. Nothing to do. And now, foul on Josh Mayer. Reaching in. Fries and Smotherman going in. And it looks like, well, they're not going to let him in. Darius Thompson is going to come back in. But not this possession here. Logan Thigpen in for the Warriors. And a little size go up against Smotherman.
Set Thompson back down on the bench now.
Don't want to risk picking up a cheap foul. Riverdale spreads the floor. Going to go for the last shot here. 19 seconds. Gray has it. Sales going to pick him up. Odom with 10 seconds gets the ball. That's where they want to start it. With eight, with seven, to Wilson for three from downtown, no. Rebound tipped up again. Rebound Cousin, and Cousin's just gonna hold the basketball. Your score at the end of the first half of play, 17-14. The Blackman Blaze lead Riverdale here at halftime on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesar's and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
The time is now.
Estate auction Thursday, January the 26th at 5 p.m. at 1106 Carol Ann Drive in Woodbury. This is a ranch-style home that sits on 2.6 acres in Woodbury. See pictures of it online at bobparksauction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help, you heal, online at TOA.com.
Let's take a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in the first half, halftime. It's Smyrna leading Oakland 25 to 15. Smyrna leads Oakland. Siegel at the end of the first leads Laverne 17 to 5. Surprises me there a little bit.
That Oakland leads Laverne, is that?
No, Siegel leads Laverne 17 to 5.
Okay, yeah, it does.
Moore County 47, MTCS 43. MTCS was down by double figures and are battling back. An exciting fourth quarter there at Moore County. And, of course, here at halftime, it's 17-14, a good one between Riverdale and Blackman. The Blaze leading in this one. From the girls' scores tonight for you, 72-40, Riverdale defeating Blackman. It's Oakland 50, Smyrna 31. Siegel 44, Laverne 11, and Moore County defeating Middle Tennessee Christian School 49-38. Why don't we get to a few stats? Rafferty, you've got the team stats. We'll jump into those here in this guy's game for the first half.
All right, sounds good. It's been pretty even all the way down. The rebounding, both teams have 9 apiece here in the first half of play or through it. Field goal percent shooting, Riverdale shooting 7 of 20 in the first half, 35%. And then at halftime, Blackman was 6 of 19, right at 32%. And they're 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Riverdale has failed or not got to the line yet, rather. And the turnovers are looking like this. Riverdale has 6 turnovers through one half of play, and Blackman has 5 turnovers through the first half.
Awesome. Those team stats brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Here's the shooting statistics for you, or at least the scoring, I should say. 6 points for Danye Burnett, 2 points for Desmond Paul. Tomas Gray has 4, 2 points for Marcellus Odom. Nobody with more than 2 fouls on either team. Darius Thompson did pick up 2 fouls, 1 early in the second, which set him out much of the second quarter. He's got 5 points, 6 points for Quindell Cousin, Damian Sales with 2, Alec McMiller with 2, Jake Freeze with 2. And that's a look at your scoring from AG Sporting Goods. John and everyone out there at AG's, Winners Trophies, my friend Kelly Hockenberry, and also Bob Parks Realtors at FP. A break, we'll come back, second half straight ahead here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, LastCast's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophies, Cellular Concept, and Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Starting lineups are as they were in the first. Darius Thompson flips up one from the right wing, no good. It's Cousins, Sales, Thompson, McMiller, and Smotherman for Blackman. Ball tipped out of bounds on the Riverdale end. Gives me the chance to tell you, Burnett, Paul, Gray, Cantrell, and Odom. The lineup for Riverdale from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Riverdale moving right to left as we see it. They have the basketball now. Working on the home end right in front of their coach, Kevin Woodson. Driving underneath the basket, Tomas Gray steps out of bounds. So a turnover for the Riverdale Warriors. Maybe trying to do a little much there. Moving left to right are the Blaze. McMiller works it now between the rings. Thompson cutting through, zigging, zagging out of traffic. Now gets it back. Directing traffic. Now goes this near side to the wing. Sales lost it out of bounds. Kind of a crazy first minute, 4 seconds here. Rich Wertman on his feet, clapping on encouragement to his Blackman Blaze, who just turned the basketball over. Odom, left wing, what's he going to do? Drives to the rack. Pull up from six, no good. Just short for him. Easy for me to say. Thompson, long feed, down low. Cousin blocked by Desmond Paul.
Great play by Paul right there. It was going to be an easy basket for Blackman. Paul came in flying over the top and swatted that one away.
Blackman will inbound. Near baseline. And they do to McMiller. Thompson now between the circles. Sales. In the wing spot. Now fadeaway jumper. McMiller won't go. Smotherman with the rebound. And they kick it out. Thompson going to drive baseline. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And you almost rather see that go, because Thompson had gotten by his man, Will Cantrell. But Cantrell is going to pick up the foul.
It's not necessarily a bad foul for the Warriors. Still a foul, though.
It is. Depends on which side of the fence. Whether your allegiance is with the Navy in orange or with the Cardinal in gold. Three, Sales. Deep left wing. It is no good. Riverdale with the rebound up the floor. Tomas Gray. Paul down low. Burnett bounces three times. Will not fall. Boy, these two teams struggling from the field here in this quarter. Bounce pass from McMiller to Quindell Cousin. Missed a wide open layup underneath the basket. Yep, that's been that kind of a quarter.
Cousin's got to come up with that shot almost like he's losing his legs or something, but that should be the case. It just came out of halftime.
Right side, Tomas Gray from the wing. Will Cantrell. Riverdale trails by three. Gray to tie it up. Top of the key. How about that? Tomas Gray, first bank three. And for the first time since 0-0, we're tied at 17 apiece.
It's a big-time shot there. Momentum gainer for Riverdale, possibly.
Sales between the rings. Goes far side. There's going to be a holding foul up underneath the basket, I think.
Got Will Cantrell and Darius Thompson kind of getting into it. Smack talk, I guess you could say. It was a shove in there as well. Cut that out.
Well, Cantrell gets tagged with the foul underneath. Shot no good by McMiller after the inbounds. And now a whistle. It's going to be against Riverdale.
Sure, I agree with that one there. If anything, there's a foul on the shot. They call it after.
Foul is on Paul, his third. So a little foul trouble. Cantrell and Paul now with three fouls. Inbounds. McMiller drives the lane, missed the shot. Blackman suffering from poor shooting here in the third. Bounce pass into Smotherman. Turn spins off the left block. You can count that one. Left-handed shot from Terrence Smotherman, his first basket of the night. Smotherman averaging 16 points per game, and he got his first ones. Stolen away. Riverdale turnover. Driving the floor. Oh, crawled over the rim. McMiller put back Smotherman. Basket by Cousin just defied gravity. Dowdy. Sorry, make that Burnett. Burnett to Gray. Now Odom, left wing for three, just a little short. Rebound pulled out of there by Blackman. Long pass up, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Desmond Paul.
Speaking of Cousins, we saw him Tuesday night. Saw a couple nice slams out of Cousins. We got a chance to watch him at Blackman. Hopefully we'll get to see some of that sparkling action as well here tonight.
A lot of times those bat and threes can certainly lift a team that may be spinning in the mud. Thompson for three. Downtown, no good. Smotherman had the rebound right in his breadbasket, but he couldn't control it, pull it down. Blackman gives up the rebound to Riverdale. Now they have the ball. 21-17. Blackman leading, driving to the rack, Desmond Paul, and he's going to be fouled by Smotherman. He got by him. That's Terrence's first foul. At halftime, Siegel leads 20, make that 33-22, I think. Phone keeps cutting off. 33-23. So a 10-point lead for the Siegel Stars at halftime. Second one coming up here for Desmond Paul. This one no good either. Missed the first. 21-17.
I wasn't sure about that first one. I thought he either aired it or it went in.
Driving the lane. Baseline. Damian Sales missed the shot. Burnett with the rebound. Pulls up. High off the glass. I love the bank shot. Donye Burnett.
Old school, bringing back the bank shot. Good pull-up jumper there by Donye.
I mean, the glass is there for a reason.
And the square.
Yep. That's what I tell my young son. 21-19. Not that he listens to anything I say. Driving the baseline is Sales. Missed the shot. A little easy one-footer. Easy for me to say. Now running the floor, it's Odom. Great pass from Burnett. And the basket is good. Tied at 21 again.
Sort of see frustration out of the Blackman players as well. You know, Riverdale's coming back and answering about every shot that Blackman makes. Riverdale's got an answer. They're being real pesky right now.
Riverdale has tied twice, have never led, and now Darius Thompson is going to pick up the player control foul, and that's three on him.
I thought Odom's done a real nice job on Thompson tonight. It's more of an athlete-to-athlete matchup that they've had tonight, and it's given Thompson some trouble. Given, rather.
Could have given him two.
Yeah.
Either way. Three on the other end for the lead. Oh, my. Steven Wilson letting it fly, and the Warriors take the lead on the first bank three. Jake Breeze out front. Does Blackman have an answer? Riverdale's kind of on a warm streak here. Thompson, the feed to Smotherman, turns and spins from the near block, and it crawls over the rim. Smotherman with six. Riverdale by one. Enjoying their first lead with the ball. Burnett on the wing, way out there, far side. Top of the key, Odom, nothing there for him. Wilson, other side for three, and the ball gets stuck between the backboard and rim. Jump ball, it'll be Riverdale basketball.
It's no surprise there at all. You know, they put in Wilson the other night against Siegel when they played him to use him as a three-point shooter, and he made three huge threes in a row at one point to pull it into a real close game with Siegel. Obviously, Siegel pulled away at that one.
My roster says he's 6 foot. That ain't right. He gets the ball on the inbounds, frees all over him, the ball rolling around, and now the ball is out of bounds off of Riverdale. Happened right in front of Kevin Woodson. I'm not sure he agrees. And the ball is tossed in. Blackman has it. Riverdale by one with a minute 23 left here in the third. McMiller works off a pick, drives, pull-up jumper, bounces once, won't go. He's fouled. Foul. It's on Will Cantrell. That's four on Will. McMiller at the charity strike to tie it. It's no good. Let's see. I was just looking at the scoring. There has not been a lot of points scored here in this third quarter. It was 17-14, Blackman at the end of the first. This second one is up, and it is good from the foul line by McMiller. We're tied at 24. Walking it down, Burnett. Comes to the near side after crossing the timeline. Now goes far side. McMiller all over him. Wilson in the corner to Odom. Back to Burnett. Burns it to Wilson. He's open from way out there. It's no good. Rebound. High for it. Blackman. McMiller down low. Blocked from behind. Josh Mayer, and he is hammered. And going to the foul line to shoot 14 free throws. After the foul by Desmond Paul.
Good effort by Paul, the second time he came flying to the air to try to swat a shot away from Blackman. Successful the first time, not so successful on the second attempt.
38-22 at the end of the third. Smyrna leading Oakland at Smyrna tonight. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, boy style. Shot is up and no good by Josh Mayer. If that holds up, Smyrna would win their first district game of the year. Josh Mayer has that interesting form at the foul line.
The shimmy, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
One dribble and two with the left hand. Three, a spin of the basketball. Now the little shimmy there, bend to the knee, and it's up and good. All of that for a free throw.
If it works, it works, though.
Whatever works. Blackman takes the one-point advantage. Biggest lead for Riverdale was one. Inbounds, or the pass, rather, thrown down low to Burnett. It's tipped out of bounds. And Tomas Gray to throw it in. Gray to Burnett. Gray, or Burnett's three. He goes down on his backside. No foul called, and Blackman has the rebound. Thompson. Thompson and McMiller playing catch with 15 seconds. Going to go for the last shot here with 13. With 12, Thompson not going to give it up with 10, with 9. He's got to now with 7, with 6. Mayer pops out to help. Mayer's got to move with 3, with 2. And through the legs of McMiller, throws up one from midcourt, and no good. And that's the end of the third, with Blackman leading Riverdale 25-24 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric, having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. the entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to join us for the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coaches Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. I think I'm going to have to swing by there tomorrow morning if I can wake up in time to not only eat, but to see you all, you and John and everybody at the Cedar Bucket.
You don't get up that early.
Not on Saturdays,
No. I know. You sound like Donnie when you say you're going to be somewhere early.
Oh, gosh.
Tom Crager tweeting he lost his favorite pen and thought I swiped it. I haven't moved, and Rafferty can vouch for me on that. Maybe it was Rafferty who... Oh, pen swapping, I see, going on over here. Third, or make that fourth quarter underway.
Do tend to steal pens. I'm a pen.
Do you now?
I'm stealing some from John.
Jake Freeze to McMiller. Working between the rings, now Freeze. They get it down low off the left block. Turning, spinning, Cousin just a little short. Rebound, put back, Thompson. Darius Thompson, and that is his first basket since the first quarter. He had five in the first quarter, and that's his first basket since.
Marcellus Odom is doing a terrific job guarding him. Part of the reason they couldn't get a shot off before the fourth quarter, or the fourth of the... Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, he's stolen the ball now, and how about slamming it down?
Darius
Thompson, 9 points, four in a row by Darius, and it's a five-point lead for Blackman, and we will take a one-minute break and be back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
There's really no substitute for a professional teacher, and also there's no substitute for actually checking out an instrument firsthand in person. Every guitar is different. Even on a drum kit, there'll be variations from one to the other. So it's very important that you actually pick that instrument in person and know what you're getting up front before you make that purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Middle Tennessee Christian School at Moore County and boys basketball playing a little extra tonight. Overtime. Inbounds in Riverdale. Trailing by five, down the floor, and lost the ball out of bounds. Last touched, I think, by Thompson over there. People who put gum on the bottom of the table should be shot.
Oh, goodness.
That's nasty. It's on my pants now. Back to the game. Odom to Burnett. Now back to Odom. They're playing out front. Now get it down low. Turning, spinning. They have to dump it out. Gray for three. It's online. Just short. Thompson. Stutter steps. Now blows to the goal. Turns, spins. Oh, my goodness. What a move to the rack by Darius Thompson. He has exploded for 6 points all in the last three possessions. 31-24. Thompson going to work. Gray, far wing, between the circles now. Wilson looks over the three, doesn't take it. Now flips up the long two, no good. Rebound Thompson. Thompson up the floor, not going to stop. No look, over to Smotherman, missed it. He is fouled after getting the rebound. No, they said foul on the shot.
That's a shot Smotherman's got to hit to compliment that great pass by Thompson there. Fortunately, he is going to the line to make up for it, though.
Riverdale takes a timeout, trailing 31-24 on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared grates, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
At the foul line stands Terrence Smotherman. For a couple of charity tosses, here's the first. It's no good. Just a little short. Seven-point lead. That's as large as it's been. Now it's eight, and that's the biggest lead of the game, all thanks to Darius Thompson, and that may very well be our minus of Murfreesboro shift change of the game if things don't shift in another direction for Riverdale here in the coming moments. Gray fires up a three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by McMiller. McMiller bringing it down the floor himself. Layup missed. Rebound tipped up, tipped around, and Gray comes away with it. Gray's got some numbers. Gray passes back, and he and Marcellus Odom and Cousins collide. Ball rolling around. Marcellus picks it up in the backcourt. Flip over to Gray. Wilson for three. Short. Rebound loose. Ball goes out of bounds. Blackman basketball. Play getting a bit ragged right now.
That was just a couple moments of pure sloppiness right there on both sides of both teams.
Not really caring for the ball there. 32-24. Blackman with the ball and the lead. 5 minutes exactly left in the fourth. Near wing, Sales looking in, posting up. Cousin, they get it into him, turn spins, eyes the rack, missed it. Smotherman there for the rebound, put back, won't go. Gray with the rebound. Gray to Burnett. Riverdale really needs a basket on this trip.
It's their last eight shots they've taken.
Gray, wing spot now between the rings, goes far side now to Wilson. They're all over him. Shot a couple of threes tonight. Desmond Paul turns, spins, gets free. How in the world? It's good. And there is a foul.
What a move by Paul. A little quick double reverse pivot's kind of what it looked like. It was hard to capture because it was such a quick move. He went up strong with it, hit the bucket.
Foul is on Cousin. It's his second. The basket's going to count. Desmond Paul at the line for the plus one. He's got 4 points. And would love to have five. Shot it and missed it. Rolled twice, fell off the far side of the rim. 32-26 remains your score. 6 point lead, eight is as large as it's been. It's been seven a couple of times. Riverdale led a couple of times in the third. It's been that kind of a game. Blackman playing catch out front. Working it from one side to the other. Now Thompson tries to get in there, foul line. Nothing there, so a three attempted by McMiller. It's no good. Smotherman with the rebound. Brick that one. Rebound put back. This won't fall for Cousin, and Riverdale comes away with it. Missed opportunities there for the Blaze.
Odom to Burnett. They flip it around outside. Gray underneath. Burnett gets free. They're not going to count the basket even though it went. The foul occurred before he spun around.
Number two, Alec Miller.
Foul is on McMiller. It's his first foul. Cousin going to come out for a breather here, it looks like. Inbounds. Desmond Paul to Woodson, who just checked in, threw it away. Three minutes, 24 seconds left in the game. 32-26. Blackman leading Riverdale. Thompson taking his time, coming down the floor. Coach Woodson clapping encouragement. Sales cutting through Thompson. Now Rod Wayne. Left to right the way the Blaze are moving. Smotherman posted up. Got to get rid of it now. Sales for three. It's short. Rebound, Riverdale. Gray has it down the far sideline. Going to stop at the wing. Give it up in the corner to Woodson for three in the corner. No good. Rebound down the floor. Thompson bringing it. Top of the key now. Behind the back dribble and goes far side. I think Blackman wouldn't mind slowing it down. That's what they're going to do. Odom going to have to come out and pick up Thompson with 2:36 to play. McMiller turns, spins, off-balance shot, no good. Woodson with the rebound. That is not what Coach Wertman wanted. He wanted to milk some clock. That's why he's furious over there. Odom to Paul. Paul underneath, shovel pass to Burnett. Won't go, but there's a foul. Two shots upcoming for Donyer. Really need those. Marquardt Gant in the game. Picks up the foul. Can't be right. It's got to be on Smotherman. 4:42, not 4. Timeout on the floor, which we will take as well here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Back after this.
On Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Also Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parch Realtors, Sinet P, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Les Cass's Pike.
Don't know the score, but I can tell you Middle Tennessee Christian School a winner at Moore County in overtime. Jason Piercy will be a happy camper in the morning. Free throw, no good by Burnett on the 1-1. He will not get the other. Or he did hit one of them, didn't he? Because it's 27. I thought it was a two-shot foul. That was before the timeout. Burnett with 9. 32-27. Blackman just trying to keep the ball away, and I'm sure Coach Barry Wertman addressed that during the timeout. They can get a free lane like Sales did and hit that. Well, okay, we'll take it. I don't think you'll see him shooting a three. 34-27 with a minute and a half to play. Riverdale got to go to work and do it now. Burnett to Gray. Feed down to Paul, tipped away by Smotherman. Good job there by Terrence.
Minute 24 to go. Woodson going to come in. Going out is Cantrell. And Woodson to toss in. He does. Finds Odom. Shot no good. Rebound. Gray has it. Gray back to Burnett. Burnett's three. This is no good. Rebound. Crash of the boards. Gray. Flutes went up there. No good, but he's fouled with a minute 13 to go and two shots coming up.
Riverdale, you really got to start hitting some shots right now. You know, 13 left. You've got some shooters in the ballgame.
When you need immediate results, friends, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyer to come to you. Bob Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Give them a call. It's a call that you'll be glad you made. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction. Here's that number, 896-4600, 896-4600. First one is missed by Gray. He hits the second one. The lead is six. Not insurmountable. Two possessions with a minute 13. Blackman, length of the floor to go. Riverdale putting on full court pressure. McMiller in the corner. Trying to get rid of it. McMiller dribbles back out. Coach Woodson wants a foul, I do believe. But not him. And they fouled the wrong person. Fouled Darius Thompson.
Look at Coach Woodson's face when Thompson was fouled. Kind of said it all. He's crying. Why him?
Well, I think the official may have done a little anticipating there. Because a lot of times official, or, you know, the play will be black. You know, right. Well, when you hear that, you know exactly what's coming. And I guess sometimes the officials kind of anticipate. Free throw missed by Blackman. Opportunity here for the Riverdale Warriors. Pass over. Burnett turns, spins, gets in the way. It's Odom for three, crawls over the rim. Rebound freeze. 38 seconds to go. In the backcourt. Thompson, pass up. Tipped it and got it back himself. Down the floor, bounce pass. Going up, Cousin. Jump ball. They said it was all ball. It's going to be Blackman basketball. I don't know that I've seen that very often. He was in the air going up high, probably to dunk it, and had it blocked cleanly. Timeout, Blackman, 34-28. Blaze Lee, 29 seconds left in State Farm Prep basketball.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Blackman ball to toss in, and they do with 26 seconds. Riverdale's got a foul to get the ball quickly. And there's the foul with 21 seconds. Burnett with the foul. Going to the foul line, I believe, is going to be KJ Dowdy, who just came in. Not positive. Yep, That's who's going to the foul line. Blackman has everybody back. Play defense. Shot. Good. KJ's first basket. Comes up pretty big here for the Blackman Blaze. Second one. Yes, sir. And a timeout, Blackman. We're going to take one as well. 30-second break for us. Blaze lead 36-28.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at the tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Riverdale down the floor, 18 seconds with 16. Three up by Desmond Paul off the front of the rim. Rebound Odom. Down to Paul. Paul at the foul line. It's good. Desmond Paul, 6 points and a timeout. Riverdale, 30-second break for us. Riverdale trails by six with 8.5 seconds left.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill.
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Bowen's Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
The MTCS win was 65-63 in overtime, by the way. 8.5 seconds to go. Blackman gets the ball in bounds, passed around. Thompson's going to hold it. They're not going to foul him. And there you go. That's your ball game. Final. 36-30. 36-30. Blackman a winner. And Blackman improves to 5-0 in district play, untouched here in the first half of the season. And that's your ball game. Hang in there with us when we come back. We've got a full scoreboard, a recap of the girls' game, boys' game stats, and we'll get you all dazzled up here in the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air post-game show. It's coming up next here as we continue State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS AM-FM.